Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM. Let's create.
Is it right or is it wrong? We're talking about being there for the birth of your child. It's coming up right here on Fox Sports Radio as we come to you live, as always, from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Lorraine at Coop, and of course, Eddie Garcia is here tonight. Knicks have taken a 2-0 lead over the Pacers after winning, as you just heard from Eddie, 130 to 121. Tyrese Haliburton was pretty good tonight, but the Knicks were better. Three players with 20 or more points, five in double figures, shot 60% from the floor. But I will say, this is the soundbite that you'll hear all day today. This is what most people are going to want to talk about, Eddie. This is Rick Carlisle afterwards.
After game one, we always go through the film, and games where it felt like, you know, the whistles weren't balanced, and we pull the clips, and there's a way you can submit them to the NBA office. There were 29 plays in game one that we thought were clearly called the wrong way. I decided not to submit them because I just felt like, you know, we'd get a more balanced whistle tonight. It didn't feel that way. Couple examples, 5:08 of the third, you know, the whole world knows that Haliburton's got a bad back, and Hart comes up and shoves him in the back, and it's all over Twitter right now because a few people have showed it to me, and JB DeRosa's looking right at it. You can see him. He's got vision of the play, and he shoves Ty right into the corner, and there's no whistle, right in the back. And so that was shocking, you know, and there are many others. But I can promise you that we're going to submit these tonight. New York can get ready. They'll see them too. You know, you, I'm always talking to our guys about not making it about the officials. But, you know, we deserve a fair shot, you know, and there's not a consistent balance. And that's disappointing. Give New York credit for the physicality that they're playing with, but you know their physicality is rewarded and ours is penalized, just, you know, time after time. And so I'm just really disappointed. Just really disappointed.
I don't, Eddie, where did you come out? Boo-hoo buckaroo or kudos to Rick Carlisle for standing up and saying something?
I would tend to be on the side of, you know, I don't think it's crying necessarily. I think, like I said, we had the 2-minute report from the previous game, which clearly showed that there were errors and there were missed calls. So it's not like he's making it up. The NBA itself has said that there were calls that went against his team. I don't know that it was to that extent in game two as it was in game one. But no, I mean, I don't think he's making it up. But he is trying to get calls. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
Planted in the mind.
Sure. I don't blame him. He's trying to do what's best for his team.
I like. I really want to like Rick Carlisle. Like, I really want to like him. I think he had his little falling out with Luca, allegedly. Boy, can I tell you something, by the way? Side note. We're on a great station in Dallas. We are on the ticket in Dallas. It might be the greatest sports radio station on the planet. And there is one, like, I think he's an SMU fan. And every time I even bring up a Dallas topic, he's like, you don't know what you're talking about. It was May 6th at 4 p.m. when Rick Carlisle, and I'm like, I don't care. He's not the Mavericks coach anymore. I don't care if it was a falling out between he and Luke. I don't care. But I want to like him. Right? He seems surly. He seems angry. He never seems happy. Dude went from having a nice head of lettuce to suddenly going bald, and I feel bad for him because it's just not a good look. But I kind of think he's coming across as a whiner here. I really do. And I don't disagree with him. I think he's right. I just don't know if he can say it out loud. So we'll debate and discuss that throughout the night at 877-99 on Fox. But, Eddie, I want to hit the Rudy Gobert story. Because everyone's had their take on it. I feel like it's been a 3-day conversation. I don't know how much you and Noe ended up getting into it the first couple of days.
Not too much. Not too much.
Okay. So today Rudy Gobert spoke about missing game two. He missed game two. Had a quote from David McMiniman of ESPN. It was incredible. I was exhausted, obviously, holding the baby and watching the game at the same time. But I had a little bit of emotions at the end because it felt like there was something special. Their energy that they put in, their focus that they had, the determination. I don't know. There was just something special with the way they came out. And not just the way they came out, the way they played for 48 minutes that night. It was an incredible day. It was incredible. It was an incredible way to end the day for me and obviously for the whole. All right, let's take one step back. You okay, Eddie, with them missing a playoff game? Now, let's not even say game in general. A playoff game for the birth of his first child. Or in general, do we have a problem with that as a show? I don't think I do, but then I realize it's the playoffs, man. Right? It's like a real
slippery
slope.
If it was a regular season game, I would definitely have no problem with it.
Okay.
The fact that it was a playoff game does make me kind of pause a little bit. I don't blame anybody for. I don't blame anybody for doing it, and I don't blame anybody for playing. You know what I mean? I could see it either way. It's a personal decision. If it were me personally, I think I would be there for the birth of my kid. But I don't have any kids, so I can't really speak on it for sure. But you do. Lorena does. Mm-hmm. I think your guys' opinion would be a little.
Well,
bit
I don't think Lorena would have a choice.
I'm asking you if she had her husband was a professional athlete.
Oh, I see. Okay.
How would she feel about it?
Oh gosh, that's a great Lorena.
Well,
is your crunchy taco here yet? I don't want to interrupt dinner.
I failed. I didn't even try. Blasphemy. No. Okay. So actually, when I did give birth to my daughter, this is totally lame. My baby daddy only worked at A&W and they forced him to go to work the next day. And I just looked at him. I'm like, you're really going to leave me? Like,
wow.
I get it if you're going to make millions of dollars, like Hoop said. But also the player, like, this is your first baby. You're going to play in multiple games and you already have so much money just from being a signed player. Like, what is this moment more important to you? I don't know. I don't know. Also, maybe you should have timed out your pregnancy better. Huh?
Yeah.
Maybe you shouldn't have gotten her pregnant 9 months before you knew you were going to be in a finals.
You know, that's
fair
the
point.
Funny thing is I have three kids. None of them was there ever a moment in any of the three where I looked at my first wife at the time and my current wife, 3x2, what's up, NBA? But where we're like, hey, you know, 9 months from now, this would be a perfect time to have it. You would think, though, I don't have to worry about a season, right? I mean,
right.
Yes, I cover football. Yes, I cover softball. But I'm not an integral part of anything. I can call a boss and say, hey, can I have this day off? I want to go have my kid and probably get it. This is a dude that, let the Timberwolves give up 5 first-round picks to go get him. He makes like $16 million or
He's
something more than that.
He's a seasoned, seasonal player. He knows when he has to be on.
You got to plan a little bit better.
100%.
Coop, 877-99 on Fox. Chris, I want to get right to you, but Coop, I want to get your take on this because you actually inspired me to want to dive into this because I didn't realize how kind of opinionated many people were on this, because you're of the thought, if I was understanding correctly, that you don't think he has any business missing the game at all, right?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think it just, there's levels to this.
Go ahead.
So it depends. If she's going into labor at, you know, around game time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Like, I get it. You want to be there for the birth of your kid. But from what I understood, and maybe I was wrong about this, but I remember hearing this, is that she had already had the baby before the game started, right?
So like the hockey player.
Like the hockey player, right.
Right. And so if that's the case, all right.
You were there for the birth. Now go do your job.
Yes, exactly.
I can get on board with that.
You know, I don't know, Lorraine. You tell me if you think I'm incorrect on this. Your main goal as the father in a birth, it's not really anything to do with the baby. It's taking care of the mom. So whenever you're like, hey, the baby was born, so go. If you have a good support system there, right? Like if her mom is there and she's got sisters and they got family there, then maybe you feel a little bit more comfortable.
Right. But, and if there was no complications too.
Exactly. If it was a smooth birth, I get that too. So I dug into a little bit of history on this because you were talking, Eddie, trying to remember some NFL ones, and I forgot how slippery of a slope this was and still seems to be for the NFL. I'm looking at old stories about a guy named David Williams, whom many of you probably have never heard of before. He was an offensive lineman for the Houston Oilers, who are now the Tennessee Titans. Do I really need to tell people that? Do I really need to make that? I think everyone knows the Oilers were the Titans. Anyway, David Williams missed a game when his wife gave birth to their first kid, and the owner, Bud Adams, not only fined him $111,000, but then publicly took shots at him for choosing his family over the Oilers. I mean, I understand. I think there's one thing to where you can kind of say, hey, listen, man, we really need you here. But when you publicly like go out and basically say, yeah, he's not a true team player, that's what Bud Adams did in 93. We apparently had a myriad of issues in 2012 in the NFL, and that's only going back math 12 years ago, not quite 12 years ago yet. But I mean, Charles Tillman said that he might miss a big Sunday night game with a potential Super Bowl preview with the Bears and the Texans. Think about that, Eddie. They were trying to sell the Texans and Bears as a Super Bowl preview in 12. Pina Tillman later said the baby will be born Monday and he'll be ready to play, but not before basically laying out, hey, if the baby comes early, I'm not missing it. Ben Roethlisberger said the same thing. Daryl Tapp said the same thing. But those are all a little bit different because what are they not? They're not playoff games, right? So do we have a little bit more leniency and understanding when it's not a playoff game? Is there that role? Is it right? Is it wrong? I don't know. I'm intrigued by kind of to see what the responses have been, because I feel like everybody's dancing around how they think, hey, bro, you need to be playing in that game because you're a key part of it. And we're just in an era that is very cool in allowing you to have the opportunity to go do it, or at least very lenient in allowing you to have the opportunity to do it. And I'm not saying that's my take, Eddie. I just feel like everyone kind of looks at it and says, ooh, dude, I mean, you're planning around this was kind of odd timing-wise. But in that same vein, it is the playoffs, and you don't know how many more of these opportunities you're going to have.
Yeah, I mean, I think Lorraine and Coop both brought up really good points. I just think, again, it's, you know, your life does need to be more about your job, even if your job is really important. And, you know, I don't know how many kids Rudy Gobert has or will have.
I think this is his first.
Yeah, I think if it, right. I mean, if it were me, yes, I would try and plan it better if I could. And if she did already have the child, I would be like the hockey player and go afterwards, right? I've seen it. You're good. I'm gone. But ultimately, I have to be there for the birth of my first child, for sure. I'm going to be there.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Paul's been waiting. Paul's in Minnesota. Good morning, Paul. You're on Fox Sports Radio. What's going on?
Yeah, good morning, 5'8", 220. Oh, that's wrong show. Sorry. Well, no, yeah, Rudy tried to get there. Coop said, he had the baby. But his flight, there were a bunch of flights canceled because of high winds in Denver. So he tried to get there, and he would have gotten there, but the high winds, you know, canceled a bunch of flights, and he didn't make it. So that was the, otherwise he was going to be there.
Well, let's pull it back then. Just in general, to put yourself in a position to where you're at risk of having something like that happen, right? To where a flight could get canceled or a car could break down or something where you're not there with your team. Again, I have no problem with it, but what has been the reaction through Minnesota? And what's, they won the game, so I guess it's kind of an irrelevant conversation, right, for some?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not a big, we don't need them.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, man. Come on, you need.
Yeah, no, I know, but
right.
That's all I wanted to say. And Holler and James is the best caller from Minnesota.
Oh, thanks for the call. Yeah, Holler and James was actually on hold earlier. Do we have some sort of weird delay? Was he calling from space? You ever have that happen where you just have a weird delay, or were Paul and I just not jiving? Is that kind of what happened there? Listen, I've got no problem. If Minnesota would have lost that game, I think there would have been a much different perspective on this. And I'm maybe a little bit desensitized because I've had three kids, and I'm like, you know, as long as your wife's healthy and as long as you got a support staff, you don't really do anything whenever it comes to being a dad whenever your baby's born. You got incredible nurses. You want to have that golden hour, and then, boom, you're off to make sure that the protection is in place to where that baby is taken care of and you can provide for them. Now, based on Rudy Gobert's contracts, the ends are meeting like a mother, and I don't think any employer, employee, whatever, wants to be in a situation where, like, hey, you can't go see the birth of your first kid, right, Eddie? You don't want to be in that position. I'm just saying it seems wild to think that in a playoff that in 2024 – we're all cool with it. And if you went back 30 years ago, oh, man, it'd be like a national story. And everyone 20 years ago, stories from 12 years ago. It's amazing how we've changed our perspective on this, Eddie. It's just wild. In a good way, I think.
Yeah, I don't know when. Maybe it was, I mean, it wasn't really that gradual. It seemed like it happened pretty quickly. And I'm not sure how and when it actually changed, but it definitely is a lot different than not that long ago, as you said.
All right, let me get Chris from Minnesota in here, and then we'll put a wrap on this topic and dive into a little bit of football news. Good morning, Chris. You get the last word on Fox Sports Radio on the Gobert decision. What's going on, man?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'll be honest with you. I was scrolling through the X machine, and I saw Rudy was out, and being the Minnesota fan, we don't get anything nice around here, you know? So I immediately went through the five stages of grief. I'm like, oh, Rudy Gobert's going to be out. This is going to be, you know, the tides are going to turn from here. Denver's going to, you know, take the next four games. But then I sat back and thought about it. Minnesota is stacked. They have they have long wings, you know, and Nikhil Alexander, Jane McDaniels, and Cat can jump up to the five. And we also have Naz Reid. And Naz Reid had four blocks, you know, against that team. But I will be honest, we do not get anything nice around here. You know, I was 12 years old when we had Garnett and Cassell and Sprewell, and it was just such a small window. The sky's the limit with this team, right? So
I think so.
I mean, it's easy to say now, but I'm okay with it, him missing the game for his child. I'm on the right side. Like, you know, you got to be there for your wife. I have three kids ranging from 13 to three, and it's hard as hell, harder than hell being a Minnesota sports fan.
So, hell yeah.
Yeah. You know, so I was okay with it. I really was, especially watching, you know, the game and the way things turned out. Yeah, I'm okay with him missing the game.
I appreciate the phone call. I will add one more thought to this. I was reading an old Pro Football Talk story, and this paragraph said exactly what Eddie was preaching. And this, again, is from 2012, November of 2012. It's a thorny issue. My position was and is, and I'm sure this is Florio, right? Because I think he was one man banding it in 2012. My position was and is that the players have made a lifestyle choice that entails being available 16 days per year, no matter what. If they choose not to plan their 9-month family expansion activities to coincide with the 8 months per year when their work activities don't entail playing games that count, why should their team suffer the consequences? I thought, whoa, seems to be a little bit, seems to be more of like a 2007, late 90s take right there from someone like Florio, who did have an updated view on it, but I can't for some reason click on it. But it shows you. There's split ways of looking at it. And I'm willing to bet right now that if that team would have fallen apart against Denver and Jokic would have had like 50 or they struggled inside, there'd be a much different take. But Minnesota dominated. By the way, he mentioned the Minnesota, how they can't have nice things. What, didn't you come to the understanding on the show this week that the Twins of the cities, Minnesota, of the cities that have the four majors, right? Football, basketball, baseball, and hockey, that Minnesota is in the longest stretch without a title?
That is correct.
Wow. And who won the last title? Like the Twins?
Twins did? In the 90s, yeah.
Danny Gladden, RIP Kirby Puckett. Is it sad that I think I could go through and name their entire starting lineup? And I probably couldn't tell you two players on the Twins today. But you take me back to 1994 Minnesota, and we can have a conversation about, I don't know, just about anyone on that roster for some – Kent Herbeck for some unknown reason.
Scott Layas!
All right, when we come back.
I'm the same way.
You get me in a conversation about the 88 Dodgers. Oh, well, I'll talk about their pitching rotation and the use of Mike Marshall. You dive into some of these guys in the farm system. Now I'm like, I have no idea who that guy is. All right, when we come back to the TireRack.com studio, some good stuff on X and much more from the NBA playoffs coming up on Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, 3-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
The great silent majority of listeners of the Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines, never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with the Ben Maller Show. You can follow your host on X. In for Ben Maller, it's Chris Plank. He's at Plank Show. And you could post that and follow our technical producer. She plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites on the Ben Maller Show. Her first name is Lorena. And she's at FSR Tech Queen.
Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen. Yes, Queen.
And I'm live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios. It's Chris Plank.
I didn't know Lorena was on Twitter.
Yeah.
Look at this.
I'm famous.
Oh, my gosh, Lorena. Look at you.
They're all Ben Maller followers. They are quite lovely.
It's awesome. I'm all about it. Let's go. I got a question for you guys, speaking of Big Ben. Is there a take, maybe a benchmark take, I use that term a lot, maybe a hill that Ben is on that you are just kind of like, dude, can we let that go? Let me give Skip Bayless and his hatred of LeBron James, like he doesn't have the clutch gene when the guy has, what, 3-4 rings. It's kind of hard to say that about a dude that has won that many titles, but to continue to try to peddle that. Because I got one involving one of our FSR cohorts that I think needs to kind of die. Does Ben have one, Eddie or Lorena or Coop, that kind of jumps to mind and you're like, ah, come on, Ben, that's, we got to let that one go?
He has a few, I would say. Mm-hmm. I am anti-Astros as much as the next person with all the cheating that they did and not getting punished.
Time to let that go.
Well, the problem is that Ben cheats on all these silly games that we do.
It's so, like, cheated Astros.
How can you call out, you know, a team for cheating and yet you cheat? I mean, I realize the World Series and our little game shows not quite equal in importance, but still, like, the principle of him, you know, talking about how they cheated, and yet, you know, he cheats, you know, on all these games, and then
that makes sense.
What else, Coop?
What else?
Saying that LeBron doesn't have a ring with the Lakers. That one's ridiculous.
The bubble ring, which gets hated on,
but the Dodgers
incessantly. The Dodgers championship
was the greatest.
Yes, it was the most difficult World Series
of all time. Yeah,
yeah.
Well, I'm glad that there were a few that jumped out. I have some. I have hills that I'm probably dying on, where I just should be left for dead, and I won't let him go. But I want to get Eddie's update, because I really want to. When we come back, I think we'd have a conversation with one of our Fox Sports Radio cohorts and really try to change their opinion on what I think is one of the worst benchmark takes ever.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
So, Chris, Ben Maller is away, and he would like me to mention to our listeners that the first Maller meet and greet of 2024 comes up Friday, May the 10th, 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern. The location, this is the name of the place, My Father's Mustache.
Who wants a mustache ride?
Fun. Are you having fun?
My Father's Mustache, James Island location. But apparently there's multiple mustaches. The address is 1739 Maybank Highway, Suite V, as in Victory, Charleston, South Carolina, 29412. So
are these becoming more and more common, the Maller meet and greets?
We have a couple of them a year, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. I saw someone requesting earlier, Eddie, to have it happen in Vegas. Is that in the works or what?
I think it's a great suggestion. I know Coop would definitely be in. He loves Vegas. I think I would enjoy that as well. So, yeah, I mean, other than something local, I think that would probably be the only other place we would probably go to. Lorena, I don't know if you would be in on that as well.
As long as I get to sip martinis at the Vanderpump, I am in.
That's awesome.
You can sip all the martinis you want.
Yes.
So, Ben on Friday, my father's mustache.
Yeah.
What a name.
Yeah, I agree.
Time? What time are we doing?
Does he do three, it during 3 to 5.
Okay. It would be really cool if he did it during the time of the show. 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern time is when you can join us.
That would be a good idea. I think that's a great idea.
We were speaking of Ben. It segues right in. We were talking about some of those takes that our friends here on Fox Sports Radio might have where you're like, bro, you're still on this. I kind of think he knows what he's doing at this point with it. But I think it's time for Cowher to retire the backwards hat take. It's a little old. It kind of seems to be one of those where it doesn't really fit. I don't even know if it's been proven right in any instance. But if you don't like guys wearing backwards hats, that's fine. But to make that a way in which you judge the kind of person or professional or player that could be has got to be one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. The latest, and listen, I'd play the clip, but why do that? Colin Cowherd has an issue with J.J. Redick because he was wearing his hat backwards in, of all places, a podcast, right? Because I really want to make sure. But this, you want to, speaking of old man yelling at clouds, this whole idea that we have to watch everyone that talks on radio is the most disturbing thing ever. The YouTube clips. I got buddies who do podcasts. They're like, oh, you got to get on YouTube. I'm like, I don't want to sit and watch you talk. I want to listen to you. I have no desire to sit there and stare at your face while you talk and look uncomfortable while you're doing it. We're all crazy people. We're all weirdos. Why do I need to be staring at you while you talk? That's neither here nor there. But in all places, J.J. Redick had the audacity, Eddie, to wear a hat backwards during a podcast. So now, instead of being a coach, he, quote, looks like a guy that's going to move my couch. Words of Colin Cowherd. Is this, are you giving any credence to this? Have you ever bought into or believed in the Cowherd backwards hat theory? And is it a way in the world of Eddie Garcia or Lorena or Coop in which you judge someone? Do you immediately have bad vibes about the professional nature of someone wearing a backwards hat?
No. I think it's one thing for someone to do something that you are annoyed by, right? It's another thing, though, to make that about their character or their intelligence or their ability to do a job or how seriously they take their profession. That's asinine.
Well, I think that you can tell a lot about somebody's character based on whether or not they return the shopping cart to the cart corral.
Right.
Yeah, Coop. That's been a big topic on the show.
Wait, does Lorena not put the shopping cart back in the thing?
Ben
does it? Yeah.
I do it sometimes.
Do you?
If it's too far away,
she's used her child, though, as a shield on this one.
I'll be like, I'm not leaving my child at the car.
Quick little sidebar to this. My kids will make me take it back. If I ever try to just leave
what do you mean? Those are some well-raised children.
What do you mean make you take
it back?
They'll
throw a little fit. It's like, Dad, you got to put the cart back. Don't forget to put the cart back. I don't know if something happened where a cart hit them when they were little or something that was just rolling through a parking lot. But, yeah, it's become something that I've kind of become forced to do. Huh.
Well, Coop and I do it all the time just because we're good people. But
that's right.
I would say if I had a kid that, like, told me I had to do it, I probably wouldn't do it just to tell him I'm boss. Well, I'm dad.
That sounds awesome in theory, but have two girls, and then that changes.
Quickly. Eddie, I kind of do that same thing now with you guys, you know, keep on giving me a hard time about it. Like, I want to be a smart aleck and take my shopping basket that I use on occasion and leave that out in the parking lot.
You're such a rebel.
Just to do it, you know?
Then there we go. You now maybe, then to bring this back, maybe that's also how Colin looks at this. He's like, listen, I don't even believe this anymore, but it's a pretty good bit, and people tend to lose their minds about it. And it's not – I don't know who Don Martin or Scott Shapiro – I don't think they pick up the phone and are like, listen, Colin, we need you to drop the backwards hat thing. I don't think that's something where anyone is overly offended. I just think it's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard in my life. I mean, if I'm going to judge someone based on how they wear their hat, I mean, how petty am I, right? I mean, it's just, what are we even doing right now? Especially whenever it comes to an NBA former player who is doing it as a potential head coach. Now, listen, it's ridiculous that the Lakers would even be talking about J.J. Redick as a head coach. That's neither here nor there. But if they're doing it in a podcast setting, it's not at a wedding. It's not at a TV. It's in a podcast setting where the dude is so – by the way, a few people have checked in on things they want that they feel like Ben as a bit needs to move
on. Oh, yeah, I've seen that too.
Yeah, Ben cutting off callers when they use the word best by saying best just means as good as all the rest for some reason irritates me. Everybody knows what the caller is trying to say. Yeah, I mean, those are those certain benchmarks.
That one irritates me too.
Me too.
Right. Okay, all right. Too. Yeah. I'm not meaning this to pile on Ben by any stretch.
Oh, no, let's do it.
Why not? Yeah. By the way, Sirius Sean points out very correctly, Ben also never pays off on his bets, which is 100% true. That's very annoying.
Is that like a Maller Spanier thing? Because
Arnie doesn't pay off on his bets either.
Well, Arnie has threatened to quit it. He's like, I'll quit my job if they lose. Yeah. And they lose. And
the old Mad Dog Russo there.
Yeah, I mean, and then Arnie will get mad because he thinks Mad Dog is copying off him because he bet his job. Guys, if you knew the number of texts or calls I get from Arnie thinking people are stealing things from him, you would crack up. It's hilarious. But I don't know. I just, of all the things to get upset about in this world, dudes wearing backwards hats, I think, is the farthest thing from it. All right. When we come back to the TireRack.com studios, there's some good texts. There's some good X submissions to the show tonight. As always, you can hit us up in the final hour on the phones at 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. In for Ben Maller, I'm Chris Plank. That's Eddie Garcia. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit. And no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh my, look at that, he is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you above average? Podcast listeners consume 105 more minutes of audio per day than the average American. The Ben Maller Show is broadcast overnight, then repackaged in a shiny pod box with limited commercial interruptions, available on the iHeart app and wherever you get your podcasts. Just follow the show and give us a golden review in large, the Maller Militia. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, in for Ben Maller, it's Chris Plank.
877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Hockey talk to start hour number four. The, what is it? Arnie always has names for it. The power hour, right? It can't, no, bonus hour, sorry. Very unique. Catch me Sunday nights with the stinking genius Arnie Spanier. Always talking about the Knicks, the Dolphins, and then inevitably we get to actually what's going on in sports. A lot of good stuff, too, on the Twitter machine tonight. At Plank Show, that's me. Eddie is at Eddie on Fox. The late night drug tester writes, are we replacing Ask Ben this week with Rip Ben? No, not at all. I don't want to have that label.
I did remember a couple more things that annoyed me about
ahead.
Ben.
Go ahead. Because basically, if you missed last segment or if you fast forward through the podcast, I brought up how I think one of the most tired takes in sports is Colin Cowherd's backwards hat theory. I think he kind of knows what he's doing, but if that's how you're judging people, what are we even doing? And I asked the guys, what are some Ben Hills that he's dying on where you're like, dude, let it go?
Things that annoy me about Ben.
There you go.
He will put out a Twitter poll.
Right.
And all of the answers will be on whatever his take is. So he'll put up, something that he and I disagree on, and the only answers will be different versions of his answer.
Right.
Eddie's been hurt.
So he will then come back and say, the poll results are in. It's a landslide, Eddie. Everyone is voting against you. When, of course, they have no other options than to vote against me.
The other option, Eddie, is to not press any of the buttons at all.
That's right.
But then there's no even one person votes and it's a landslide.
Then you're still lost.
And then, of course, he will change people's tweets that disagree with him and read them as if they actually agree with him. Which is, I mean, that would infuriate me if he did that to one of my tweets. Which is, you know, what he likes to do.
You know, it's funny that you say that about the Twitter poll. Is my beloved sidekick, I'm his sidekick, whatever, on Sunday nights. Arnie doesn't even know how to do a Twitter poll. So he'll sit there and be like, do one of those Twitter poll things. Just put them out there. I'm like, can you not do a Twitter poll? So at the very least, you have someone that can do their own Twitter poll, so you have that. Jeff writes, Ben can't get past his bad, ongoing, and original Kyler Murray take, which he would never be an NFL quarterback. And then he said he would never be drafted in the first round, and that he wouldn't be drafted one overall, on and on. Yeah, and it's funny because has his production been that of what you would expect the number one pick in the draft to be? Probably not, but I don't feel like he's going anywhere. Boy, I do root for that day when Arizona beats the Rams in a playoff game or something. Then it'll be another excuse, right? It'll be something else. Well, it wasn't Kyler Murray. It was their incredible defense that got him there, right?
He doesn't give credit to any team. It's always about who loses. So he would, he doesn't have a problem ripping his teams.
Yeah, no, I don't either. Lose, so. I will say that's one thing when someone's called a homer. Because I'm a homer for the Oklahoma Sooners. I'm a homer for the Raiders. But this whole idea that you make everything sunshine and roses, I don't want to see them lose. It's the worst feeling in the world whenever your team loses. And, well, I mean, in our fake little sports world. So this whole idea that, you just always talk about the positive stuff. I think, no. You got to talk about the negative stuff because you have to shine a light on why they're stinking and why it's not going well. Jed who fled sent a tweet. I don't know if you saw it, Eddie. He did tag you guys on it. And he's got me on this website because I love conspiracy theories.
I did not click on it.
I was worried at first that it could have been some sort of, either spam or I was going to end up giving up my Twitter handle. But it's not too bad. I believe it a little bit. And Jed Who Fled kicked the show off right. This anything that has a dash in the URL for a Twitter feed or for a website always scares me a little bit. But he wrote, I would be the first one to tell you not to heed my advice. But if you give this site a look-see, I am 100% sure you will change your views on all things conspiracy. A milkman writes, it's funny, Plank, how you said the FBI isn't in the business of protecting people who've done something wrong. JFK would differ. Well, JFK was the president. Shohei Ohtani was the designated hitter for the Dodgers. I think there's a major difference if you want to talk conspiracy theories involving the FBI or Major League Baseball. Unless one of those FBI agents has Shohei on his fantasy team, I don't think we're going to go too in-depth in trying to protect them. And then Yafimi writes, guys, wake Arnie up. He's probably already up. He's probably already taking notes on the show. He's probably got his yellow notepad out with Roman numerals. All right, when we come back, hockey talk to kick off the final hour of the Ben Maller Show right here on Fox Sports Radio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.